In Tifton, Georgia, there's a place where you can ride a rare vintage steam locomotive and learn the stories of the early settlers who tapped pine trees to produce a product that could be used for many purposes, including helping bake your potatoes. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
At the Georgia Museum of Agriculture in Tifton, Georgia, the mission is to show how things were once done. One of the key hands-on demonstrations here is producing an important product from the area, turpentine.
We have volunteers and staff out here that will go through the entire process from going out and tapping the pine trees to get the pine gum. We have a local cooper, Mr. David King, that comes in to make the barrels that the pine gum is stored in.
Rebecca Rutledge says it's then distilled down into two products, turpentine and resin.
You have your turpentine in a liquid. It was used in a lot of medicinal qualities back then. And you will also get rosin, which was used in a lot of shipworks for sealing ships, watertight.
The resin was also used by turpentiners to help supply a meal when they were out in the woods.
They would take their potatoes, wrap them in newsprint, drop them down into the still boiling rosin. And by the time it had floated up to the top, all you had to do was pull it out, wait for it to cool off, break off the rosin, and you had a perfectly baked potato to eat that afternoon.
You can see the turpentine and rosin made here, plus many people enjoy another piece of vintage equipment.
Our Vulcan steam engine, it is over 100 years old, and it is still functioning exactly the same way that it would have back then. It is one of the only functioning steam trains here in Georgia, so we're very proud of that fact.
It's a unique piece of rail equipment that you can see and ride here at a museum that keeps alive the story of the way some of the first settlers made their living from the land. Traveling the countryside in Tifton, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.